Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Well, Max, how is the garden different from a church?
Well, Roy, it's first of all, we're an art museum. We're not even a ministry. We're technically an art museum, but the art we exhibit is about Jesus Christ, and we lift him up. And we have a lot in common with the church. We talk about Jesus. We talk about the Scripture. We display the Scripture on Scripture tiles. It's in our brochures. We have prayers inside the cross that people can pray. But really, this is a church without walls. And it's a church without a lot of religious traditions. I mean, all churches and denominations, they have the...
So you can be any denomination, none at all, and come and feel comfortable.
Yeah, exactly.
But you designed it that way.
Yeah, but God gave me the design. Yes, sir. And you know, a guy named John Wimber from years ago, he used to say the plain things are the main things and the main things are the plain things. And he was talking about God. And that's what we tried to do. We tried to put the main and plain things up there where people could find God, could find Jesus, could find the Holy Spirit. And that's how it's kind of distilled down. We've got 77 verses out of the whole Bible from Old and New Testament. They're in multiple languages up there on scripture tiles. And people can literally get the essence of who God is without ever knowing anything or being in church all their life. And they come to that. And so we present the gospel, but we do it in written form. And people can come in without any pressure. And they can get connected to the real God. And our stories are just astounding how people that are introduced to Jesus Christ.
Every week we have a miracle of the week. What's our miracle of the week?
Well, I got a good one. I'm going to share it real quick because we want to finish Debbie's story of her experiences with the Lord. But we money miracles are always interesting to people, and we all need money in our lives to get through this.
Yeah, that does get their attention.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like money, huh?
Recently, we got a $65,000 gift from a lady, and we needed to build the handicapped parking lots and stuff, and God brought this lady to us, and it was a real interesting thing. She sends me an email or call, I think it was an email, and I said she'd like to make a gift, and that she really was impressed with what God was doing up there on the mountain, and so she wants to remain anonymous, but she's from out of town, and she said, well, could you meet me halfway, drive there?
For $65,000?
Yeah, but see, she didn't say that. All she said, she's
just
got
a gift.
So here's what God gave me. I said back to God, I said, well, should I go or not? Because I can't go to every single one of these things that people want to do that, because there's thousands. But I prayed, and then I felt like he said, go. And I said, well, God, I hope it's at least $65 to cover the gas. And that's what I said to God. I hope it's at least $65 to cover the gas. And sure enough, I meet the lady halfway, come to find out she was a Lutheran. She went up to that cross. She got baptized in the Holy Spirit, empowered. She was already saved from the Lutheran Church. But her whole life changed. She got sprinkled with the Shekinah glory dust, just took her out of her traditional framework that she'd been in the Lutheran Church, and just was so blown away by the manifest presence of God. She came 10 times. She brought people, came to our dedication, got covered in the glory again. And so she tells me this whole story. And then she pulls out the $65,000 check, and God told me to give this to you and to use it to do the next things on y'all's priority list.
And were you able to breathe?
Yes. I was quite blown away. And I said, thank you. And we're finishing up the handicapped parking lots, thanks to
which is very
gift.
Important to us.
Yes.
Because a lot of our friends come up, are handicapped, and they need that access.
Yes, sir. So that's a neat thing. So when you need money, it's okay to ask your dad, because he is the richest one in the universe. Mm-hmm. And so, but just be obedient. Do what he says.
Saying the word dad.
Yeah.
You know who that reminds me of?
Is
our friend Herschel
that gave us the $500,000 when the Hawks
he
flew over
him
his
dad.
Head. Yeah,
he I
sure
remember
does.
That. Well, that's great. What a miracle. That's great. Well, listen, we've got back a special lady again we had the week before. She actually works with the Coming King Foundation. It's very special. Would you please introduce her one more time?
Yeah, we have Debbie Maceros back, and she's a beautiful lady, like I said before, both in spirit and physically. And she is a mom and a wife and a business lady, and her husband's in the military, Kaz, which, again, we really sincerely appreciate that service and all the people that serve our country. But God sent this lady, and she shared the story of how God sent her last week. But we wanted to get her here today. She's our administrative director here at the Coming King Foundation. So she helps read the letters, screen the letters, do all the different
she's
stuff.
She's the person
that needs,
you're
the
going to
person.
See. If you come to the cross and go to the office, she's there.
Right. And she's also, though, spiritually involved in everything else we're doing. And we're just so grateful that she's here. And she's got a good perspective on what God's doing on that mountain, maybe better than most people, because she's there every day except for the weekends. And so, Debbie, welcome back. We're so glad you're with us.
Thank you for having me.
What do you make of what's happening to the garden up there?
Well, it's an amazing blessing to be there. I feel like when you were talking about the things that we're building up there right now, it's kind of like watching Noah build the ark, you know. As you need the next thing, God provides it. It's just been, to me, that's been an amazing thing to see. You don't have it before. It's right as you need it, God brings it. And
right.
He's been very, very faithful to do that every single time.
Yeah, we've been compared to Noah before because along with the people laughing at us, you know, when we said we're going to do this, and there were plenty of scoffers and those laughing at those crazy people.
I never
people,
laughed at you, but I certainly wouldn't now, because I've seen enough happen up there that I'm a believer.
Yeah, amen, yeah. Amen. Well, tell us what kind of things that you see at the garden. I know, you hear, matter of fact, just recently something real poignant. We had we have comment cards, prayer cards that people put in,
mm-hmm.
and in the boxes, and we pray for everybody. And there was a little card. There was a card from a young girl, and said that she was being sexually abused, and to please help her. And again, God made the way. Somehow she was at the garden, filled out a comment card, put it in the box. Debbie goes through every single card, prays over it, and then hands them to others to pray. But she immediately contacted the authorities.
Yes.
And so hopefully God intervened through that and through Debbie, and yeah. You did the right thing, Debbie. But there's hundreds of stories like that. Tell us some of what you're seeing and what's happening.
Yeah, that one was kind of an extreme one, but I knew right away we could not just ignore that one. But the amazing comments to me are teenagers that come up there, and God's just touched their lives in some miraculous way where they just are so excited about what God is doing in their lives.
Now, does that surprise you that God is touching teenagers' lives?
To me, it's just like,
that is a miracle.
I just want to just shout for joy, because that's exciting to me to see
that
teenagers.
That they can be touched at that early age.
Yes. Yes. You know, excited about what God is doing in their lives, you know, not just for their parents. You know, it's from them, their hearts. I've met a woman recently who's her granddaughter, who's young. She didn't say exactly what age, but I'm thinking five or six. Every year for her birthday, that's what she wants to do, is go up to the cross.
Wow. That's a deal. What a deal.
She writes prayers and puts people's names on it. This little girl is being affected by God up there and writes prayers for people that she is praying for people up there. That to me, I mean, even the grandmother, she was just so overjoyed that her granddaughter she said she is definitely affected when she goes up there. You can feel the presence of God. And then the grandmother says, you know, can I give you a hug? I said, yeah, bring it. So,
Debbie, tell us a little bit about your background. Tell us about your history. What about yourself before you got to the cross?
Before I got to the cross? Well, I've been I can't remember a time in my life when I didn't have Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I asked him into my heart when I was pretty young. But as a teenager, I went through a very strong kind of a rebellious age. I was.
I was going to say, okay, I won't say anything. But yeah, with me, it was. It wasn't kind
of.
It
was. Okay.
I was
going to
let you slip
to thousands
on that.
Of people.
Yes.
It's okay, Dad. But yes. We've all
been
there.
I was going to let you slip on that. But yeah. I'm glad you said that. Go ahead.
So kind of did my own thing there for a while. And something about getting married and having kids. And all of a sudden, you need God in a way that you didn't need him before. And used a colicky baby to get me into a Bible study with a group of white-haired ladies that I will treasure for the rest of my life, led me to the Holy Spirit. And I was baptized in the Holy Spirit with the gift of tongues, and that was what set the spark to a flame and got me moving in things that I had never imagined and seen.
What kind of church was that?
It was Presbyterian church.
Presbyterian, Presbyterians?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes, in Virginia.
Wow. How did you find Jesus?
Well, I was raised by Christian parents. And, my mother was a Christian, actually. My dad was not. My dad didn't become a believer until I was about 13 years old. But my mother, I just always remember... that he was always present. I'd always known about. I don't know. I guess I've always, since I was little, I had asked Jesus.
So the born again experience happened early because you had parents that introduced you, and then you ran into the Holy Spirit power.
Right.
When those ladies at the Bible study.
Right. When I was five, I had visions. God had given me visions of heaven when I was five.
Wow.
So, I mean, I had experiences with the Lord, but, after being empowered in the Holy Spirit, and, that's when I think things really started changing.
That's
for
when
me.
They usually do. That's when people explode, is when the gifts of the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, when people pray for those gifts and they start manifesting, it really sets you on fire for the Lord and just changes everything.
Mm-hmm. So all your problems ended after meeting Jesus, right?
Oh, yeah, no. So.
Yeah, so you had some problems after that then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we had many, many moves after that. Many, many moves, moving overseas. We've moved, bought and sold 5 different homes and lived in Italy for 4 years. And, I mean, there's all kinds of things that had to happen to get to this point. So the
problems don't disappear after you meet Jesus, or even when you get empowered with the Holy Spirit. But what happens is what?
You're just empowered to be able to trust and have faith in a way.
And deal with the problems.
And work through it in a way that where you can still know that he is present in your life.
And better than the ones that don't have him. I mean, that's the deal about it. Once you've got God, when these crises that come in our lives that happen, now you have God that can intervene and help you get through whatever you got to go through.
You have a partner that's constantly with you 24 hours a day.
Absolutely.
Days a day.
Absolutely.
Is there any advice that you'd like to give to our listeners?
Any advice? I would say seek the Lord with all your heart, and He wants to be found. He wants you to find Him more than you want to find Him. He is reaching out to you. He is talking to you. You just don't realize sometimes that the still small voice that you're hearing is the Holy Spirit speaking to you. Usually for me, when I know it is something that is completely contrary to what I was thinking, for me, and that brings a sense of peace. That's when I know it's Him. And I pray it through and pray. Just speak a conversation. Tell Him what's on your heart. Tell Him if you're mad. He already knows. Right. But just start speaking to Him, and you will hear Him.
Right. So honesty with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Max, any closing comments?
Yeah, just that I agree with everything Debbie said. She's a terrific lady and is just really doing a lot of great ministry at the Garden and to the folks. And we thank you, Debbie, for doing that. And you're just terrific. And, you know, like Debbie said, the deal is we're all going to have problems in our life. That's part of what life is. But I cannot imagine trying to go through this life with all the problems mm-hmm. without God. Mm-hmm. And because it is hard enough with God, but with God, He can get you through anything, and He can get your family through anything. And He's a good God, and we love Him. But we just encourage everybody to seek out Jesus Christ, because He is the answer to all the problems.
Max, if people are listening right now, how's the best way for them to hook up with the Cross in Kerrville? They may want to be involved financially and help you out. They may just want to volunteer. There's a lot of retired folks out there looking for something to do, and we would love to have them come and volunteer and help out. How do they reach us?
Well, they can contact Debbie at the office, at the Coming mm-hmm. King Foundation office, and we also have websites, and it's thecomingkingfoundation.org, mm-hmm. thecomingkingfoundation.org, and thecrossatkerrville.org. And if they call on the phone, what's our phone number, Debbie?
830. Oh, goodness, don't do that to me.
Never mind. Take that out. Here we go. Okay. What's the phone number, Debbie?
830-928-7774.
There you go.
Max and Debbie, thank you both for being with us this week. I'm Roy Holly. Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, it's Sherry again with you. And I want to share these comments. As always, they come in every single week, almost really every single day. So it's always a pleasure for me to read these to you. Our first one comes from Donald and Janice Jenkins from Baytown, Texas. And they say, "It was a moving experience last October 2016 when myself, my husband, and friends visited the Empty Cross Shrine in Kerrville, Texas. We spent 30 days in Fredericksburg in our motorhome. My husband and I lived in the Houston area for 47 years and had never heard of this wonderful place. Since our visit, we have shared it with as many as the Lord puts in our path. I filled out a prayer request on a rock, knowing very well how He answers our prayer requests that are aligned with His will. We were greeted by an awesome retired Houston police officer named Blair Guidry, who was happy to share his testimony. We are both retirees of law enforcement in the Houston area, and both of us have had our own born-again experience, which changed our lives. Since then, we cannot share him at H-I-M capital and his blessings enough. At the end of January and months to follow, we want to donate $50 for the maintenance and expansion of the prayer garden. We will be spending the month of October this year in Fredericksburg again, God willing. You can be sure we will visit the Empty Cross more than once while we're there. Thank you for all the work you are doing for His kingdom. I feel the time is getting close and there is so much work to be done. Know this, none of our efforts, He promises, will be in vain. Mother Teresa said, nowhere does God demand us to be successful. He does command us to be faithful in the trying. Be blessed today. Donald and Janice Jenkins. Please come back next week and I'll have more for you then. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24 and a half acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.